Elizabeth Métis Ettlement. After more than a year, additional information and an apology has been released by RCMP in relation to a collision between a ride-on lawnmower operator and a motorist, which claimed the life of a 49-year-old woman from Elizabeth Métis settlement on August 23, 2020. On August 23, Cold Lake RCMP received a report of a collision of a car and riding lawnmower on Bates Lake Road at about 7:30 p.m. in 2020. RCMP stated that the preliminary investigation revealed a car was traveling westbound on Bates Lake Road behind another vehicle when a collision occurred with an eastbound riding lawnmower. Related story. Cold Lake RCMP investigate fatal collision involving lawnmower. The 49-year-old female lawnmower operator, who had not been identified, was pronounced deceased at the scene. An adult female driver and a passenger of the car were taken to hospital with minor injuries following the collision. On March 23, 2022, RCMP released an update and an apology in relation to the fatal collision. Early on in the investigation, responding officers believed and reported the vehicles were traveling in the opposite direction, resulting in a head-on collision, states RCMP. As a result of the report released by the RCMP collision reconstructionist, it was later determined that this was not the case, and the vehicles were in fact traveling in the same direction. A further analysis by the reconstructionist determined that the operator of the lawnmower was traveling westbound on the shoulder of the westbound lane when she was struck from behind. The Cold Lake RCMP would like to apologize to the family and friends of the deceased, as well as the community of Elizabeth Métis Settlement, who were impacted by the release of inaccurate information, continued the press release from RCMP. As a result of the fatal collision, an individual was charged and convicted of offenses contrary to the Traffic Safety Act. In a statement to Lakeland Today, RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkoff explained that because the individual involved in the collision has already been convicted, RCMP is not able to release information as it would breach the Privacy Act. Had we sent a release previous, advising that their names and charges, we likely would have been able to acknowledge the name and convictions on this one, wrote Savinkoff. Traditionally, RCMP complete releases when a person is charged. When that is done, RCMP can release names and charges as they have previously been identified. However, due to the circumstances and initial investigation into this incident, no such release was ever made. In this particular case, the accused was already convicted, which would mean that we would be releasing their criminal record, which is against the Privacy Act, he added.